Hello, spiritual CEOs. What is up and welcome to the Spiritual CEO Podcast with your host, Jackie. I am a mother, a mentor, an author, a speaker, and a seven-figure spiritual CEO here to help women thrive in all areas of their life. If you are here, it's because you are ready to master your mindset and manifest your dreams so that you can build your business, grow your brand, and truly maximize your income and impact as a spiritual entrepreneur. Let's get started. Hello, Spiritual CEO Squad. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to another podcast episode. You. I'm so excited. This is me just like hyping myself up in my office right now. Oh my gosh. Right, gang. Today we are going to dive super deep into a real kind of like strategy, energy, mindset-based conversation around really teaching you if my goal was to hit $1 million in 2024, I'm going to tell you what I would do. And so if this is a goal of yours, stick around because you are going to love today's podcast episode. As always, if you enjoy this, please go ahead and share or send me a DM. Make sure to leave a 5-star review, wink, wink, because you know how much those really support us in getting this podcast out to a bazillion more people in the world. And growing this podcast is a really big goal of ours in 2024. So I would shamelessly and deeply really appreciate your support whenever you listen to either share a screenshot, send it to a friend, send me a DM, or of course, leave a review if you haven't already. So let us get into it. P.S. I totally remembered/forgot that last week, I didn't give you guys a random fact. And so today we're going to get started, which is, what is my random fact? If I have too much dairy, I get eczema. Okay, that was literally the first thing that just came out of my brain and into my mouth and out into this podcast. So let's get into today's epic episode. All right, gang. So I published a post on Instagram earlier this week that went gangbusters. I'm talking hundreds of saves, a bazillion shares, so many comments. You guys just went nuts for it. Like, it was probably one of my highest engaged pieces of content in a really, really long time. And I wasn't even like, yes, it was strategic, but also like, I did not expect, like, I knew it would be a great piece of content, but I did not expect like the levels of, just like deep, deep, deep engagement and saves and everything that you guys gave to it. So thank you, everybody. But now what I'm going to do is I'm going to break this post down and actually share it on the podcast as well in a little bit more detail. So if I wanted to hit $1 million in 2024, which I know is a goal of so many of you beautiful people, this is exactly what I would do. First up, I would motherfucking decide it. And I mean decide it, not just play with it, not just dream about it, not just like think I've decided, but not actually decide. And, you know, think I'm going all in, but not really going all in, but actually non-negotiably decide it, which means that when I'm offered opportunities or there is a choice that I have to face or there is an action that needs to be taken in order to grow my business to $1 million, I motherfucking do it. It's a no-brainer. It's happening. It's done, right? When you actually physically inherently decide something so that it is in your cells and in your DNA, it is done, right? There is no more question mark. There might be doubt, but it's quickly overcome because when you decide to something and wholeheartedly commit, it's actually a no-brainer what you do, right? So the first thing I would do before even trying to look at any kind of strategy, any kind of mindset stuff, anything, is I would freaking decide it in every single cell of my body. And I want you guys listening right now to really lean into this question. Have you actually decided, or have you just pretended that you have? Have you actually decided, or are you just pretending? Have you actually decided, or do you think you've just decided? Because there is a huge difference. And how do you tell? Well, think about the last time you had an opportunity to, I'm going to say it, invest in yourself, to grow your business, to grow your company. Did you take it? Yes or no? No, you didn't. Or yes, you did. Those answers are going to show you exactly how freaking committed you actually are. And I don't say this to try and, purposely trigger you. But if it does, my love, then maybe there is something here for you to explore, right? So I'm going to say this again with love. First up, I would fully wholeheartedly decide that 2024 is going to be my $1 million year. And in deciding that, every single decision that I make from the moment I wake up to the moment I go to sleep, it would be reflective of this being the reality. Okay. Next up, and I'm going to try and keep this podcast episode a little bit shorter for you guys. Next up, after I've decided, I would get super and ruthlessly honest about what I actually want my work schedule and structure to look like. Because let me tell you, anybody can make $1 million if you're working 70 hours a week, 80 hours a week, 40 hours a week, whatever. But that is not actually freedom, right? And especially if you, like me, are a mother, if you have a baby or multiple babies or, a home full of children, working 70 hours a week is not going to cut it, right? Working 50 hours a week is not going to cut it. Working 40 hours a week is not going to cut it. There is no way that I myself would ever be building a business from the point of having my baby ever again that is going to sacrifice too much time away from him, right? So if you want to have a $1 million business, you've actually got to first get honest about what you actually want your work schedule and your structure to look like in that. Because like I say, you can make $1 million super easy, right? Working 70, 80, 90 hours a week. You can make $1 million easy if you're burning yourself out. That's a no-brainer. It's done, right? Anybody can do that. But to actually do it in a way that supports your freedom and supports the structure and schedule you want to have, that's a whole nother ball game. Ball game is what I'm trying to say. So I just get really, really ruthlessly honest about that, right? And this is something that you guys all know. I've spoken about this before on the podcast that I've really had to do over these last couple of I want to say years, but it's not. It's like only the last sort of 8 months I've had to get really ruthlessly clear on this, because I no longer want to work so much that I am not spending enough time with my little man, right? Like the truth of it is, having a baby changed the trajectory of my entire life, my entire career, and my entire business, because I could not work the same way that I was without feeling like an absolute shithole of a mother. Right. And not even like because of anything other than I was not living in alignment with my values of how I actually want to mother. And I'm sure that so many of you might feel the same, where you're like, maybe you've got these big goals of having multi-$1 million businesses, you know, 7-figure, 8-figure, 9-figure, 10-figure. It's all there. It's done. It's easy. It's possible. If that doesn't feel possible, surround yourself with women already doing that so that it does feel possible. But so many of us have these goals, but at what cost? Right. And so before you go in and make this million, you've actually got to decide what your structure is going to look like, right? I am really working towards a new structure now, and I'm giving myself more evidence every single day. Like literally even last night, I got paid in my sleep five times. And I'm going to give you guys an opportunity to really learn how to do that for yourselves too at the end of this. So stick around and listen. If you haven't already heard me talk about right to riches, you are going to want to be in there, especially if you are somebody that struggles with content. Right to riches is going to teach you my exact personal strategies of truly converting your content into cash so that you can also make money while you sleep, which is an absolute key of having $1 million plus business, especially as a mama, right? So stick around and I'll tell you guys a little bit more about that at the end. So anyway, this next point, really wrapping up, getting ruthlessly honest about what you actually want your work schedule to look like and trusting yourself that you can actually work less and make more. This is literally what I'm showing myself every day now. I'm almost like, I want to say like experimenting with this, but we're like far beyond the point of experimentation. We're already in the evidence piece where we've done the experiments and now we're really seeing the evidence. This is fucking possible. I'm starting to make more money now than I did working all the time, right? So next little tip for you, or next point here, is I would elevate, and this is probably the part nobody wants to hear, I would elevate every single pillar of my business to actually be something that can attract and hold $1 million plus, right? You guys know a big part of my brand used to be being really relatable, and I still do pride myself on being like, yeah, for sure, relatable in the sense of like, you're going to hear me burp on my podcast and I talk about pooping and whatever. Like I'm not someone trying to pedestal themselves, but I've also really had to learn that $1 million plus brand actually has a different quality and energy than just being like the Hot Mess Express, right? So I would really, again, ruthlessly look at elevating every single pillar of my business to be something that can attract and hold that $1 million. So this means elevating your brand, elevating your messaging, elevating your content. And again, Right to Riches is going to support you in this if you aren't already in it. My systems, clients, and standards, right? We would have to elevate every single one of those in order for your business to really explode exponentially. And nobody wants to hear this, right? Because nobody wants to put in the hustle. Everybody wants the result without like actually doing the work. And if you right now think about any person that you follow online that you really look up to in the online space, or you really, they kind of embody where you want to be. And maybe that's even me right now. Look at my brand. And especially if you are somebody who's been following me for a really long time, you will know and you'll be able to like recall in your own Rolodex of your own mind, my own elevation of my brand over these last 6 or 7 years of building this business, right? From someone who just used to throw shit together, spaghetti at the wall, this feels fun, this feels easy, let me leverage my lifestyle, rah, 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 right? To now someone who like genuinely demonstrates mastery and expertise as the leading values in her brand. You can see that reflected online, right? If you can't, go and study my Instagram, go and scroll years back and you'll see what I'm talking about, right? And really in this elevation, and specifically when it comes to my messaging and my content, I have elevated in such a way now that I'm already qualifying and disqualifying clients who are or are not ready to pay me, right? And this is a huge piece of content, you guys. We can no longer, if you want to have a $1 million plus brand or business in 2024, you can no longer just create inspiring content, right? Yes, you want to be someone that somebody that your ideal client aspires to be. Absolutely. That's really important. And you want to be able to demonstrate that through your content and through your work. But you cannot just rely on quote unquote being inspiring if you want to build a business that actually makes money. And this is really important to then display your expertise and your mastery through your content so that your clients already know you are the one that they want to pay, right? You cannot just rely on being inspirational. Next up, I would look at my office suite, and this is something that blows my clients' minds every single time that I share about this, because this is such a huge breakthrough moment. Okay, so if you are driving, stop the car. Just kidding. But really, guys, this is going to blow your mind. If you want a $1 million business, right, the next thing I would do is look at my office suite, and I'd get real. I'd get super real about what it would actually take to make that $1 million without changing a thing right now. Seriously, like, just call into your mind right now all of your offers, all of their prices, and I want you to do some real quick harsh maths. What would it actually take you to create or generate $1 million in your business based on your current offer suite? Think about that, right? If it were me a couple of years ago and I was thinking this and I was listening to somebody asking me this question, I would probably realize that I would have to clone myself 1 million times to make that much money, right? And that's probably you as well. You're probably sitting there with like $200 offers, $300 offers, $500 offers, $1,000 offers. Maybe your absolute max is like a $2,000 or $3,000 or maybe a $4,000 offer, maybe a $5,000 offer, right? But either way, really quickly adding up how many of those you would actually have to sell to create $1 million. It's a fuck ton, right? So instead, I would fully reassess and change my offer suite and prices to meet my desired income in my work schedule. Remembering as well that work schedule's in there too. So if you only want to work 2 or 3 days a week, you have got to align and elevate your offers and your prices to match that. If you have $1 million goal and you only want to work 2 to 3 hours a week, I mean, 2 to 3 days a week, you're going to have to reassess and realign, right? And you're going to have to stand behind new prices, new offers, new structure of doing things that actually reach your desired income and work schedule unapologetically. And that's really where I'm at, right? And this is what I mean with that experimentation energy. As you guys will see, we're doing a lot more masterclasses, like paid masterclasses, where there's going to be a whole different strategy in 2024 that's going to blow your guys' mind. Like, I'm so excited. I feel so ignited in my business. I feel so lit up. I feel so passionate because I'm coming out of burnout and I've restructured everything to actually suit the desire that I have, which is to work 2 to 3 days a week, right? And spend the rest of the time raising my son and doing fun shit and actually like really genuinely building a life outside of just working. And I know so many of you guys can relate to that, right? The thing is, let me just say this here as well. Working 2 to 3 days a week does not mean I'm only online 2 to 3 days a week. It means those are the days that I'm like doing my coaching, my training, my prep work, all of the things. I'm still going to be showing up on social media the other days, right? There's no question. Why? Because we suit up, we show up, we are fucking consistent. It's part of our jobs. How many more times do I need to say this? So anyway, yet again, let me just recap this part, right? Looking at your offer suite, getting real about what it would actually take to make $1 million based on your desired income, which is obviously $1 million, and based on your work schedule. All right. Next up, and this is a biggie, but it's so important to say, and many of you might hear this and think it's a no-brainer, but I want you to actually ask yourself, honestly, are you applying this? I would only ever, and I mean only ever, sell offers that are a full body fuck yes for me, that I can actually fully 110% stand behind and that are there to truly transform the lives of the women in my world, with, of course, me being paid and building a business as this fuck yes side effect, right? So let's break this down a little bit. One of the biggest reasons that I see programs fail, offers fail, women feeling like they're not good enough is because they launch an offer that isn't actually in full fucking alignment with what they want to do. So they can't stand behind it fully. They fake it, right? It's like maybe it starts off exciting and maybe this is you. Maybe you had an idea, you start off feeling really excited about it. Then like things kind of just drip off, right? And kind of just like cool down a bit and suddenly you're not so passionate about it suddenly. And whether that's because you haven't got sales in or nobody's interested, or maybe you're just like not aligned with it anymore, whatever it is, but you stop standing behind this offer, right? The difference in why so many of my offers are just exploding at the moment, and including Right to Riches, is because I stand so wholeheartedly behind, for example, Right to Riches. Like, I fucking know that in 60 minutes, I can support you in transforming your content so that you can stop being inspirational and actually start being paid. Why? Because I'm a fucking master of it. Why? Because I get paid in my sleep. Why? Because I get people messaging me, how do I work with you? Send me the link based on a piece of content I share, whether it's the podcast that I've just recorded, whether it's a post I put out, whether it's a story I've just spoken to, right? My content converts because I am a fucking master at doing that. And so I can stand behind an offer like Right to Riches with my eyes closed. I can stand behind an offer like Right to Riches and feel so passionately excited about it because I know how many lives it's going to transform. Because I fucking know that the women who enter into the space with me, into the 60-minute no-brainer masterclass with me, are going to walk away with essential tools, strategies, tips, and techniques to create their content in such a way that speaks directly to the ideal client that she then sees, holy fuck, this is the woman I need in my life. Right? And so versus if it was like a program or an offer where I was like, I don't know, oh God, what's something I'm not passionate about? I don't know. I'm looking outside, like, I don't know, fucking gardening. Who knows? Whatever. Pick, I don't know, candle making. It's so hard because actually, even as I'm giving these examples, I was like, I could find something to be passionate about in candle making. I could find something to be passionate. I'm just passionate about helping people. So whatever it is, like, I can find a way, but that's kind of going against my point. Anyway, blah, blah. What I'm getting to is, you have got to stand fully and wholeheartedly behind your offer. You've got to believe in the transformative power of it. And it's not just believing in it in a way that's like fake belief of like, oh my God, you guys, I'm so excited about this offer. It's so amazing. And this is, I see this all the time, right? It's like, we all know, we can see you fake smiling. We can see you fake smiling, Karen. We know you don't actually believe in your offer. We know you're just doing this because you've seen someone else do it. Maybe you just need the money, gal. Who knows? But we can feel it, right? Who's been there before? Who's been the Karen in that situation? And who's been the person receiving that? You fucking know, right? You fucking know. So if I had a goal to reach $1 million in 2024, I would stop selling offers I'm not actually passionate about. This is completely what we did in my business as well this year. And I would start only ever selling offers that are a full body fuck yes to me, that I can fully stand behind, that I'm so deeply passionate about because I know the transformative power that it can bring. Like, it's like the energy that I now give to the offers I have is, it's like, if you guys want the result that any of my offers are sharing or giving, and you're not in that offer yet, like, you are crazy to miss that. That is literally the energy that I hold behind my offers now, right? It's so fucking full body yes for me. So I guess along that line, the next kind of tip is, honestly, I get really super creative with myself and I would ask myself, what are new and exciting ways that people can pay for my offers and the work that I truly, truly stand behind? And I would focus on selling them every single day, right? This is a whole conversation in itself, like launch, you know, open and close launch versus selling every day. I'm very much in the selling every day energy now. It's been a beautiful evolution into the space. I fucking love it. Like I say, literally, like, I love getting paid in my sleep. I love getting paid every fucking day, whether it's $11, $17, $2,000, $10,000, $20,000, $15, $55, whatever it is, whatever sale I make or that my business makes for me in the background while I'm off living my life, I'm so fucking grateful for. But a big part of that is because I sell every day, right? So when we talk about what a new and exciting way is that people can pay me, it's not about having a million different offers that confuse the shit out of your audience. It's actually just about getting clear on, like, how can you do things differently, right? If you want $1 million business, what does that actually look like to you? How can you, like, what different pathways can people pay you through? Right? What passive income things do you have? What open door containers do you have? Revolving door, like where people can come in at any time. How can people pay you? Right? If you only have one way that people can pay you, that's going to be tough. I probably have about 4 or 5 different ways that people can pay me right now, and it feels fucking yum. So I would focus on selling them every single fucking day. Next up, and this is a biggie, again, huge here, so please do not underestimate this part because this is massive. I would focus hugely on who I am actually being in every single area of my life, who I am being, okay? Everybody wants to know about strategy. Everybody wants to know about the how, and that's great. We can talk about the how forever and ever and ever, but what you need to be doing is focusing on who you are actually being in every single area of your life. I would upgrade my personal care standards I would become far more discerning about who I spend time with and what conversations we have. I'd upgrade the food I eat, the sleep I have, the way I stretch and move my body. Why? Because who you are being reflects what you receive. Okay? I really mean this, guys, and this has been a huge personal practice of mine over the last few months, is who is the multimillionaire version of me? She definitely has a blow wave every week or two. She gets a massage every 2 weeks, right? She nourishes her body with the most delicious, organic, divine things. It's like a no fucking brainer, right? Who is the $1 million version of you? Who is the version of you who makes $1 million in 2024? And what are her standards, right? Who is she in the different various areas of her life? Do not underestimate this, okay? Next up, and I say this with like a wink, but I would learn to focus on my long-term vision, right? What I'm actually doing, the overall picture, the big mission that I'm here for, my highest mission. And I would not let things like low Instagram engagement or zero sales the first day I launch something ever fucking get me down. Okay. If you are basing your happiness or fulfillment or worthiness on Instagram metrics, you're probably going to be brokenhearted by the end of this year. You're probably going to be brokenhearted in the next 6 months. You're probably going to feel like shit and like you're not good enough just purely based off them. Okay. Versus if you are looking at the overall big picture of your vision and of your mission and of that absolute highest purpose that you are here for, it's enough if just one person likes your post. It's enough if just one person saves your post. It's enough if just one person messages you, right? Because it is in such deep alignment. Whereas if you're just focusing on like day-to-day metrics, of course you're going to feel shit. If I had that mindset, I'd feel shit. Sometimes I put posts out and they like, you know, like fucking rocket. I mean, literally rocket, like this one. So fucking amazing, right? But there have been times, like when I first started my business, if I just focused on the metrics, I would probably have not have gotten even like 3 months into my business, right? This is really, really important. Lastly, my loves, and this is as well, I feel like I've said this for every single one, this is a biggie, but I would surround myself with women doing far higher numbers than me so that my goal seems small and becomes normalized. This is a no-brainer again, right? If you're freaked out or if there's like a part of you that's like, oh my God, $1 million is so much money. Or even if you're like, you've got a goal to make 5K a month, you've got a goal to make 10K a month, surround yourself with women doing double that, right? Because if you're freaking out, if your nervous system is looking at that and going, holy shit, like that's big money, man. 5K a month is a lot of money. Shit, 10K a month is a lot of money. That's really far from where I am. Or, you know, 50K a month is a lot of money. That's far from where I am. If you're surrounding yourself with women who are already doing that and more, they're doing double that, triple that, quadruple that, suddenly your numbers, your goal is going to see so normalized, right? And you're going to see so much evidence for the availability of that for you in your life too. And when things like this are normalized, it's just like if you are surrounded by people that have really shitty habits, right? You most likely adapt to having those shitty habits too. Guess what? When you surround yourself and you get in the room with women who are doing far greater than you, guess what? You normalize to that. So imagine if that became your new standard. Imagine if what she's doing became your new fucking standard. And in that, my loves, I'm going to invite you now to get your butts into Right to Riches. It is a 1-hour masterclass happening on the 5th of January at 9 a.m. And it is going to blow your fucking mind. It is going to change your life. If you struggle with writing content, if you sit there and you feel overwhelmed, if you sit there and you feel paralyzed, if you have no idea how to extract messages from your life and turn them into gold, I'm literally like snapping my fingers because I'm so fired up about this, then this masterclass, Right to Riches, is going to solve your problems. Okay. Not only am I teaching you my absolute personal strategies, tools, tips, and techniques to creating content that fucking converts, but I am going to support you in really understanding how to actually sell through your content. Because trust me when I say, if your content is not making you money, you're actually wasting your time. Your content is not there to just look pretty. Your content is there to make you money. So if you are not acing sales right now through social media, if you're not having your inbox blown up from DMs asking for information, if you're not having people actually see what you are doing and thus not receiving sales, get your butt into this masterclass. By the time you guys listen to this, it is going to be on early bird, which is $77. And it's going to be going up to its standard rate in a week's time. So get your booty in, get your butt in. It's going to be amazing. DM me Right to Riches or click on the link in this little, you know, box. What is it? The show notes. Or of course, just jump onto my Instagram and you'll see it there. Get your booty in there if you want to learn how to turn your content into cash. All right, my loves, chat soon. Bye. And that's a wrap. If you loved today's episode, you will adore the Spiritual CEO Club, which is my monthly membership for entrepreneurial women in business who want to learn the practical step-by-step strategy and the mindset of what it really takes to grow a high-level, high-impact, high-income business that truly transforms the world. We break down everything. So if you've ever wanted to know how to build your business, grow your brand, and maximize your income and impact as a spiritual entrepreneur at a rate your business can actually afford right now, then this is for you. Simply send us a DM that says membership and we will get the info to you.